Station.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Sometimes do you just say your words instead of singing them? Let's make the most of this beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's. I'd like you to guess what's in this box. Another box. Can you imagine what might be inside this box? That button up there. What if I told you that some laughs were in here? Well, that's just what there are. As many laughs as you want. See, that's how you turn it on and off. When I hear laughing, sometimes I feel like laughing myself. How about you? Laugh with your mouth open, if you can. Ha, 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 like this. Now try laughing with your mouth closed. That's a little harder, isn't it? Let's take the laughing box to the fish. Do you suppose fish ever laugh? What do you think that fish would find funny enough to laugh about? It's fun to think of such things with you. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. There's some laughing and a telephone ringing. I thought I heard that too. Hello? Hey, Chef Brockett, how are you? Yes, but I don't know what they are. Gingerbread brockets? All right, well, we will. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Chef Brockett says, come over and find out what gingerbread brockets are. Why don't we do that? We'll go to his bakery. Come along.
Bye-bye. Bye, Emily.
Hello. Hi, Emily. Bye-bye. Hola, Sergio.
Hola, señor Reyes. ¿Cómo está?
Très bien. I mean, muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias. Muy bien.
Could you tell me how you say to laugh in Spanish?
Reír.
Reír.
Sí, reír.
Reír.
been doing a good deal of laughing lately, which ¿Sí? Is fun. And Chef Brockett is making gingerbread brockets.
Sí, está haciendo galletas de jengibre en la cocina. ¿Quiere verlo?
I would like to. Sí, por favor.
Por favor.
Gracias.
Por nada.
Chef Brockett.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm here.
I'm all set up to show you how I make the gingerbread brockets.
Good. Is that what these are?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see. Is that a... is that a bear?
No.
There's somebody with a mustache?
No.
I don't know what they are.
Well, I'll tell you what. You put that down, and I'll show you what happens, okay?
Right.
First of all, I cut out the dough, like this. And I lift this part up. I'll leave this part down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is before it's baked.
Oh, then you have to bake that.
But wait. Smell that.
Smells very good.
Doesn't it?
Like gingerbread.
See? And then?
Then you put that in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes something like this.
That's right.
But then what is it?
Well, I'll put it down for a second.
Okay.
Okay? Now, just have them like that. And then I start to trim them, and then they look like this.
Oh, looks like you with your cap, with the CB on it. And it has eyes and nose, but none of them have any mouths.
Well, that's because you can make all different kinds of mouths. You can make them look happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can make them look
sad.
Mm-hmm. You can make them look...
What are you, bored?
You can make him look.
That looks surprised.
That's right. So, what kind would you like me to make you?
Oh, you can put the mouse on right now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'd like a laughing mouth.
Yeah. I love to laugh.
I've been doing laughing. Myself. That's a good laughing
okay.
mouth.
Would you like to do one?
Sure.
Okay, you need to hold this at the top first. Hold it at the top, and then when you squeeze the bottom, the icing will come out. You have to practice a little bit. Uh-oh. Looks like you're making one that's a little bit sad.
Could you put sad and happy together? You know, sometimes that happens.
Sad and happy. Person just doesn't know which way he feels.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes sad ones have a little...
tear.
Oh, this one is very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people feel sad. And sometimes they feel happy.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
People feel all kinds of ways. I'd like to see how you make a bored one.
Oh, a bored? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just go straight across here. Just going straight over, just like that.
Bored.
Yeah.
And then what about... what was that one you went like this?
Oh, this is a surprise.
Surprise?
Yeah, that one's a circle one. Like
these are ones you just experiment with.
That's right.
Could I make one on this one?
Okay, go ahead.
I just have an idea for this.
Oh, you're gonna go, oh, a great big smile. That's almost like, oh yeah, that's almost like a big clown kind of smile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to decorate all of these, Chef Brocker.
I'll tell you what, pretty soon I need to get the other ones out of the oven.
You can just put anything on you want, I
guess.
That's
right.
Well, I guess I need to get home.
You may pick anyone you want to take.
Oh, I want the laughing one that you made first. I like that.
Okay.
May I have that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You have a good time with laughing things, don't you?
Oh, I do. And you have a good time with baking things, don't you?
I sure do. I'll see you.
Oh, your oven's hot here.
It sure is. I'm going to put these on.
Thanks, Chef Brockett.
Okay, take care, Fred. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Reír.
Sí, reír. Adios.
Adios. Gracias.
Por nada.
Hi, Bernie. How are you?
May I help you?
Gingerbread Brockett's. This one's the laughing one. We could turn on the laughing box and pretend this one's really laughing. Do you remember how the chef made the mouth on the surprised gingerbread Brockett? And on the sad one? And on the bored one? But I'm not really bored because I'm doing something. Let's get the trolley here. Why don't we pretend something about laughing in the neighborhood of make-believe? We could think about how different people and animals might feel about laughing. All right, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
I don't know why, I'm just bored. Sure, you're sorry, I'm sorry too. I suppose he'll be sorry too.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
I guess so, Uncle Friday.
What do you mean, you guess so?
Well, I guess I am Lady Aberlin, that's what I mean.
Of course you're Lady Aberlin. You're no imposter, are you?
Oh, no, I'm myself all right, Uncle Friday. But to tell you the truth, I'm bored.
Bored? Being a lady?
Yes. I'm bored not having a real job. I mean, Miss Polificate answers all the castle phones, and Handyman Negri does all the chores around the castle, and Aunt Sarah runs food for the world. Everybody has something important to do. Everybody but me.
You're important just being, Lady Evelyn.
I know, Uncle Friday, but I want to do something that's important, something that counts.
Well, suppose you help me count the castle money.
That isn't exactly what I had in mind.
What did you have in mind?
Well, to tell you the truth, Uncle
Speedy
Friday...
Speedy delivery.
It would be some...
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely. Oh,
Mr. McFeely, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And of course you know Lady Aberlin.
I do. How do you do, Lady A?
Searching.
Well, I'm delivering.
Uh-huh. Who's the package for?
To the Director of Research, Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know. I thought that you two might know.
What did you say the title was?
The Director of Research, Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Director of Research. Mm-hmm. Very impressive. I do believe that that is a fairly new position. And it is held by our one and only Lady Aberlin.
Who, me?
You are, as of this moment, Director of Research. Just a moment, I shall find you an appropriate something.
You seem a little surprised.
Oh, well, I had thought that perhaps something was in the works, but I didn't know exactly. Gosh, I wonder what's
look
in
at this.
Here.
Yes, well, here you are, Director of Research.
Oh, what do I do with this?
You put it around your neck and assume the duties herewith.
Oh.
Very good.
What exactly are my duties, Uncle Friday?
Your first one is to open the speedy delivery, which is addressed to you.
Director of research? Exactly. Oh, I never expected anything like this so suddenly.
I've always found that life is full of unexpected surprises. Unfortunately, I have other deliveries to make. Packages don't deliver themselves, we always say.
Thank you for your fine work, Mr. McFeely.
Yes, thanks for a sudden turn from boredom.
Well, you're both very welcome. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Very good. Yes. And so, Director of Research, what is your project?
It looks as though we have been chosen to participate in laughing research.
Laughing research?
Yes, it sounds rather frivolous to me.
Why, laughing is a very important and profound matter. Where would civilization be without its laughter?
Why, I never thought of it like that, Uncle Friday.
I shall give you one of my laughs for your research before I go to count the castle money. Ha, 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 ha. There.
Well, I'm not quite sure what I'm to do with it yet, Uncle Friday, but I thank you for it, and thank you for the directorship of research.
Sail on in the position with majesty and grace.
I shall try, Uncle Friday. Oh. This laughing box was carefully prepared by a select team of experts. You are to use it and the stopwatch together as you proceed with your interviews. Our project is designed to specifically discover the rate at which people and animals laugh on first being exposed to the laughing box. Oh, this should be fun.
Hello, Aberlin. Hey there, Tuck.
Yes, Lady Elaine.
Come on over here a minute, please.
Okay, I'll be right over. Oh, it sounds like my first research client. Oh, hi, Lady Lane.
Welcome, D.R.
D.R.?
Director of Research, of course.
Have you heard about it already?
Oh, it was my idea.
I see.
You'll be great at it. Now, if you need anything from my museum for your work, just ask me.
Well, actually, I would like your help on something right away.
That's what I thought. Nobody can do without me. Go ahead, ask.
Well, all you have to do is listen.
Listen?
Yes, just a moment.
Just listen.
And I'll be ready, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Well, what in the world? What am I supposed to do?
Just keep listening, Lady Elaine.
I'm listening. Now, what do you do after you listen?
Well, whatever you feel like. Whatever comes naturally.
Just sounds like a lot of laughing to me.
It is. Just keep listening.
I can't stand it. It makes you want to laugh yourself.
Well, go ahead. Just do what you feel.
Oh, honestly.
Sounds like a happy little group.
Chef Crockett.
Excuse us, Chef Crockett.
The laughing is catching.
We were right in the middle of a research project.
Whenever I hear that kind of laughing, I always have to join right in. I just love it.
How soon was it that you started to laugh from the time you first heard the laughter here?
I'd say about 4 seconds.
Thank you.
It took me longer, but I'm at it now.
Oh, it took you 22 seconds, Lady Elaine.
Well, I think it's mighty funny. I bet you better turn the thing off. We'll laugh ourselves the whole way to Westwood.
You two are my first two research clients.
You doing research on laughing?
Well, I'll be doing it on everything. I'm the new director of research of this neighborhood.
Well, how about a gingerbread Brockett?
Would you like me to do research on them, too?
If you like, you can find out who wants the happy ones, who wants the bored ones, who wants the sad ones, or maybe you can just give them to people and let them eat.
I'll just eat mine, if I may.
Bored, happy, or sad?
One of each, please.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks. Yeah, just set them right down here.
All right.
Very good. Bored, happy, sad.
And Betty, how about a sad one for you, huh?
Bored, happy, sad.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Chef Brockett.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bored, happy, sad.
Oh, I have to get over to the castle. I promised them a dozen.
Oh, I must go on with my laughing research.
Well, happiness to both of you and your lives ahead. Thanks for the laughs, Toots. Oh. And thanks for the gingerbread Brockets.
One comes out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And the other goes in.
Oh, right you are, D.R. See you all.
Director of Research.
Oh, I see. Well, I wish you well. See you.
Thank you, Chef Brockett, and I you. Oh,
boy. I'm fine, Charlie. How about you? Oh, she's all excited about her research projects. She sure is. You too, Trolley. You have a good day. Bye.
It takes some people longer than others to start to laugh. In fact, everybody's different when it comes to things like that. Lady Averland started out being bored. But when she took on that interesting job, she wasn't bored anymore. You can do things for yourself when you're feeling bored. That's why it's so important to learn to play well. What is that I hear? Sounds like something outside. Eric Kloss, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine, Fred.
What is this you have?
This is a wind synthesizer, and it's laughing at the moment.
It sure sounds like it's laughing. Would you do it again? Well, now, that's not your usual saxophone.
No, it isn't. It's a digital saxophone, and it has all different kinds of sounds stored in this little box here.
Could I hear some others?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I got one here that I think the king would like. It'd be a fanfare.
Uh-huh.
And it's a trumpet, and it goes like this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Claus.
Yes, sir.
And there are other instruments that you can play with this?
Yes, it can play a violin.
Just by blowing in there?
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this.
Oh, Eric, that's beautiful.
Yes, you can play all different forms of music, too. Classical music, jazz, rock and roll, whatever you want.
That is, you can.
Well, I mean,
it took you a long time to learn to play your own saxophone, and now you're learning to play this.
That's right. It's little by little.
What are you going to punch up now?
Well, how about if we see if we can find some flute?
What's that one?
Well, that's another flute. You can have a couple different kinds of flutes on here. There's three bass sounds, a lot of things. We're getting there. Almost. Here we are. And it goes like this.
Special. Mm-hmm. There's certainly only one Eric Kloss in this world.
And there's one Fred Rogers as well.
I'm mighty grateful for your friendship.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Eric. Candy.
Hi, Candy.
I was walking down the block and I heard you, and it just sounded so nice.
This is Mrs. Kloss, Candy Kloss. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just telling Eric how grateful I am for his friendship and for yours.
Well, thank you, Fred. Friendship is a very special blessing.
I'll say.
And so is teaching, Eric, and we have to get you over to school so that you can teach your class.
That's right, time to go to work.
On our way.
He does a lot of teaching. Can I help you with any of this?
Well, thank you, Fred, but we're used to instrument transportation.
Instrument transportation, that's wonderful. Come back anytime.
That's a pleasure.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eric Kloss certainly can make that synthesizer sound wonderful. He's such a joyful person. He doesn't see with his eyes, but he surely does see with his heart. I always feel better after I've had a visit with him, just like I feel better after I've had a visit with you. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Lots of things to talk about in this life, aren't there? Mm-hmm. The laughing box in its own box. Gingerbread Brocket laughing. I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.